Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We recently attended a performance by our next guest, a jazz trumpet player, and someone in the crowd whispered to me that they were curious if you could make a living in our state playing jazz. Well, let's find out. Mark Rapp is that jazz trumpet player, and he's founder and executive director of Cola Jazz Foundation. He joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia. Mark, welcome back to the program.
It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
So tell us, what is the state of the jazz industry in our state right now?
The short answer is very, very strong. Things are growing exponentially. There's more and more gigs, more and more opportunity. There's more and more interest from our communities. Things are going great. They're definitely on the up and up.
So indeed, one can make a living in our state playing jazz.
Yes. Again, the short answer is yes. The long answer is all of the hows. How does one make a living in jazz in South Carolina, which is not traditionally known as, you know, the jazz capital of the world, so to speak. But there's gigs and performances, there's events, there's educational opportunities. You know, there's organizations like the Cola Jazz Foundation, like Charleston Jazz, like Jazz Art Charlotte, Greenville Jazz Collective, who are actively creating opportunities for musicians to work. You know, last year alone, Cola Jazz created nearly $100,000 in work that did not exist, you know. So, yeah, it is definitely possible and very rewarding.
And so all of this also means that there are indeed jazz lovers in our state.
There are. We've got a pretty good history of jazz in South Carolina. I mean, you look at Charleston. You know, Charleston's a port city, just like New Orleans. So you had the same things happening during the development and creation of jazz. You know, New Orleans obviously wins out for the myth of the creation of jazz, but Charleston has a rich, rich history from the very beginnings of the creation of this music. And then, of course, you have famous names like Dizzy Gillespie coming out of Shaw. There's a lot of different types of jazz being performed around the state, which makes it interesting. We're bringing in, you know, big names into the capital city. We're bringing in big names into Charleston and into Greenville. So it's exciting. It's a very exciting time.
All right. Now tell us about your band, the one that I saw perform in Five Points in Columbia recently, and what your schedule looks like the rest of the year.
Yeah, right on. So that band is one of a few of my projects, and that's called the Soda City Brass Band. And that's a New Orleans-style brass band, so like the Soul Rebels and Rebirth or Youngblood Brass Band. So bringing that groove and funk and sound of New Orleans here to Columbia. We like to say we're bringing NOLA to COLA. And for me, you know, I've got a number of different events coming up. I've got a mainstay that I do on Saturday evenings at the Joint on Main Street. And then through the foundation, we've got a lot of different concert programmings at the Coger Center and our monthly listening room series. We're also working on our fourth season of Cola Jazz Presents on South Carolina Public Radio. So that'll be launching in just a couple of months.
And I also saw your name show up on the calendar for the Newberry Opera House.
Yeah, so that is a fun show. So we've had a really good few opportunities to work with the South Carolina Ballet. And oftentimes the music is so enjoyed that then after the fact, we get to put on just straight ahead music performances. And the Newberry Opera House wanted us to come in and perform the music from the Elvis show that we did with South Carolina Ballet. You know, you would think, what is a jazz guy doing playing Elvis or working an Elvis show? Well, if you look at Elvis's music, he is blues through and through. You look at his history and his upbringing and his influences in music, blues. Blues is the foundation of rock and roll. Blues is the foundation of jazz. It is, man, that rabbit hole is deep, quick. So we're going to have fun performing Elvis at Newberry Opera House.
All right. And so is there like a collective jazz calendar for our state, or we just need to track down the various organizations?
It's a little bit of both. Cola Jazz has traditionally done a really good job with our online calendar, although we really were making it user-based, and it's just it's a bit of a mess, I have to be honest. So the best thing you can do is just get up on the newsletters from the various organizations, and you'll definitely stay in the know.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time today and the update.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Mark Rapp is founder and executive director of the Cola Jazz Foundation in Columbia. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.